Key, it is easy to see that downtown Seattle is changing. Now, with more people living and working downtown, as well as scarce real estate and higher prices, an old symbol of progress is being pushed out. Car dealerships are leaving the downtown area. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph explains.
They're headed to SoDo, in the shadow of our sports stadiums, and just a stone's throw away from this spot. I'm at a shiny BMW dealership on Airport Way. This dealer used to be across the street from the Mercedes in Capitol Hill. Now both of them have new multi-story buildings on Airport Way, all metal and glass. Steve Bates is BMW's operator.
In fairness, downtown is expanding. There's only really south that it can go. So when we saw the opportunity of coming down here and there was a parcel of land that allowed us to at least build something that we could go up, it was one of very few options that we had.
The colonists are being joined by refugees from downtown. Amazon is gobbling up the Toyota dealer in South Lake Union. Honda of Seattle will be demolished so the Washington State Convention Center can expand. They're joining BMW and Mercedes in revisioning the car dealership. No more seas of parked cars out in the open. These new dealers have cars warm and dry inside. BMW's Steve Bates says he's glad this new style car row is growing up.
Are you looking forward to having all of these car dealer neighbors as they come in?
Without a doubt. The more the merrier. As far as I'm concerned, it could fill up from here to Georgetown and beyond.
This dealer hub is a magnet for other car servicers as well. Tesla's service center is here, leaving a sales office downtown. It can seem odd when competitors band together instead of keeping their distance. But Leonard Garfield says this strategy is as old as the hills, specifically as old as the Pike Pine Corridor, running up to Capitol Hill from downtown. That car row is so old that the former Mercedes dealer used to sell Packards. That's the luxury car of the first half of the last century. Garfield is executive director of the Museum of History and Industry.
Car dealerships very early on recognized that clustering together actually was a strong business model. Sometimes people think, why would I want to be located next to my toughest competitor? But the truth is, with car dealerships, they gather more customers by gathering together.
I'm standing in the old Pike Pine Corridor on an all-wood car repair floor at Honda of Seattle, built in 1928. The sales office is down on the ground floor. You have to drive on a wooden ramp to get up here. Brad Miller owns this dealership. He also owns the Toyota, and he's moving them both together.
We found property over the years that we liked, we couldn't afford. We found property over the years that we could afford, we didn't like. SoDo is the perfect marriage for us.
Miller says he's paying more than he would like.
But for us, it was, we either found some place to move to, or we went out of business, period.
The new Honda and Toyota will take up separate sides of the same building at their new home.
Toyota will be on the north side, and in between the two will be six lanes of traffic coming into the facility. We think it's going to be absolutely outstanding.
Miller says he's known for at least a decade that his dealerships would eventually be squeezed out of the downtown.
So just look at, now let's walk over here. No, we'll go upstairs.
But as he tours me around his place.
So this is all wood decking, all original. Come over here and you can see this whole structure is heavy timber construction.
You can sense his reluctance to leave.
Well, it can't be mistaken for a modern car dealership.
It cannot. Absolutely cannot. But you know what modern car dealerships don't have? They don't have the view of downtown Seattle. They don't have the vibrancy of our location. So we're on Olive Way, so we have a lot of foot traffic, more or less over the years, coming from Capitol Hill to the downtown area. We are part of the neighborhood here. We aren't part of an industrial auto row. This is the neighborhood, and this is going to be hard to leave.
SoDo has space and easy highway access, but it's not perfect. BMW says game days are intense. Mercedes says the high traffic is a plus. Honda says it'll be hectic. But there's no going back. For these dealers, downtown is a place where they just don't fit anymore. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.